Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to be a part of our broadcast. And yes, we are finally back from vacation. Praise God. We try and take the 2 weeks, the week of the ICRS and then the week after we take off. And I think I'm going to increase it to one more week because I felt like I sure needed that extra week off from broadcasting. We do about 56 shows, maybe even 60 shows, if we have the time, at the ICRS. I tell you, this year was an awesome, awesome, awesome year. Today's guest is going to be James Lansbury. He was on last year about this time. We're going to talk about some of the things he's doing in the insurance and health for Christian stuff. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit, and we're going to enjoy that broadcast with them in the second segment. But we had some great, great, great interviews, and if you go to midwatchwiththerev.com, you will see the new website that we have for us, and on there is going to have a few pictures of some of the guests that we had this year at ICRS, as well as last year at ICRS. And one of them you're going to recognize right away is Michael London Jr. And that's the son of Michael London, the Little House on the Prairie, the what's it, Highway to Heaven, and a few other great shows that he, Bonanza, of course. And that was one of our highlights for the year, was just ministering with him and being a part of our broadcast. That was something that we just did not, we weren't planning. It was the last day before we took off. That interview was put together, and so was Brian Bosworth. You'll see him there, Tammy Trent, and none other than Clay Cross. Yes, I interviewed Clay Cross, and he is such a great, great guy. In fact, maybe in the next week's segment, I'll play a little bit of the audio version here on the show. Probably get Michael London's interview, the audio part, and Clay Cross, and just a few of them to play just so you can hear them and be blessed. You are going to be blessed when you hear these interviews. Either way, you're gonna see the interviews on Midwatch TV during the fall. September, October, November, and December is when those shows come out. We take August a break because of all the ICRS and production, and we just really put some shows out there. This covers the broadcast when I'm out there doing mission work in December, November, and in August. Usually the fall is my mission times, and it's just a better temperature for me. So anyway, we had some great things and great interviews, and we are almost at that point. We're going to make a big announcement for the publishing company, publishing ministry, and what we're doing and how things are happening. And it is a sweltering day here in Houston, Texas. Man, I wish it would rain a little more. You know, when we were going to St. Louis, it rained and rained and rained. We were like an hour. We had perfect weather, and we have all our clothes and everything and the little cargo bag thing up top that takes all the bags and stuff, and we have them in duffel bags. And while we're driving, it's like we're only an hour and a half. I think it's an hour and a half outside of St. Louis, and maybe from there 30 minutes to our hotel, so 2 hours. Anyway, we're driving, and we're looking at the last hour and a half we have to be on the road. And right when we're driving, it just, I could see it. I mean, you live in Houston long enough, you know when the rain's coming, and you know when it's going to be bad. I was able to get into an underpass, and it was just storming so hard, you could not see where you were going. And I had to go like 30 miles an hour, and then 40 miles an hour, and it was up mountains and down mountains, and it was not fun. It was nerve-wracking, and it just, that last hour really freaked us all out. to say it like that, it's the truth. It really freaked us all out. We were like, oh my Lord, how are we going to get through this? We're almost there, Lord. And there were so many different things, and I can't wait to share with you the news. I just don't like sharing it until it's done. And the news of what's going to happen with our publishing ministry as well, and what we're doing, and the avenues that God has opened up for us. I'm just not comfortable sharing with it. But, you know, God will do it this next month. It's going to be done. And possibly August, I'll be announcing that. on the air with you, and also doing a special broadcast on the television and welcoming a few I'm giving away too much information. I need to stop. Either way, it was a divine time. There were things that we needed to get done before we could go. And do you know God provided? You know, God brought what we needed the very time. I told you this the week that it happened, but I'm going to reiterate this. Even throughout the trip, God provided. God provided. And God made some amazing things happen for our ministry and for what we're doing. And financially, there's some things that came in that we needed. We were able to meet some good friends out there. Didn't really see any divine contacts like last year in Orlando at the ICRS. Oh my goodness, we had divine contacts after divine contacts after divine contacts. This year, we only did 3 days of broadcasting there because we had to. The Wednesday is a graveyard. I don't care whatever year you go, Wednesday, whether in Atlanta, Orlando, or in St. Louis, it's a graveyard. So I want to spend a little bit more time with my kids and spend some time visiting with them visiting the area with them. I live with my children, visit them all the time. But they're in St. Louis. They're inside a resort type hotel, and they're having fun there. And everything that we planned, everything that we did, we put it around the vacation time, around this our summer vacations, always wherever we're going for the trip, for the ICRS. So if it goes to Atlanta next, well, it goes to Atlanta next year. So we're going to be excited about that because we're going to be able to go out there and do the work of the Lord and go visit all the other places out there. And the kids really enjoyed it. They're able to see St. Louis. They see different things, see the Arch, go inside the museum at the Arch. And we didn't have enough time for them to go and do the whole elevator thing that goes up and around the thing, just because we had to get on the road. I mean, the time that we left, we didn't get it back home till 6 in the morning. And we left at 4:30 or something from there. And that put us right at 6 o'clock getting back home. And I drove straight. I did not even sleep the whole time. Just drove. I almost fell asleep once. That's when I knew I had to get off the road and throw some water on my face. Hey, next year I am believing that God's going to bring us a 13-passenger van. And not only that, that God is going to bring us. I want a tour bus, my friends. I want a tour bus, and I really need it for these events. And not only for these events, but when I go preach and hold miracle services in small cities and in places like that, and even big cities, it's good to have the bus near so I can go and rest and pray, get ready for the evening, and I don't have to go all the way back to the hotel, because that happens whenever I'm traveling and wherever I'm ministering. You know, I like to go and rest and get ready for the Lord, and that would be my solitude place. So y'all pray with me and agree with me that God's going to bring that for our ministry, and it's going to be used for the work of the Lord. Hey, if rock bands can have them, why can't the God's people have them? If artists can have them, and musicians can have them, and entertainers can have them, why can't God's man of God that's doing the work of God, why can't he have one? So I'm going to believe God that he is going to bless us and encourage us through this and bring us what we need. And it's just what you have to do. You can't just sit there and say, oh, I want that, or I want this. No, you pray and you believe. Every time I say believe, I think of Pastor George Vargas, and I think of him saying, believe, in my ear, believe. And I really believe that God is going to do some great things and make things happen for us. Y'all pray. There's my Texan. Y'all. Hey, we got Dwight Howard. Hey, that's awesome. I got to give a shout out to Daryl Morley for getting that done. We got Dwight Howard, and he'll be playing for the Rockets, which I'm a huge Rockets fan, of course, being here from Houston, and I'm excited to throw that in there because that's amazing. So much things have happened in the last 2 weeks. I missed you guys. I know that I normally have a show going, and you always have a show at 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock from Midwatch with the Rev, and it's always something good. So I know you're being blessed. I know that God is ministering to you through our broadcast, but I also want you to be faithful. Amen. The Bible says to be faithful in all that we do. Do it unto the Lord. And I want you to be faithful and listening. I want you to make sure that those slots that we have listed, anytime you come onto the air, we can tell you're listening. We actually have some systems now that it pinpoints exactly where you're at. It gives me your IP address and everything. Now, I'm never on that thing constantly, but I do browse through it during the day here and there just to check the times and see who's listening. And I got to tell you, we had over 48 people listening at one time on one of the station channels for, I don't know, however. But get this, we had about 176 hours of listening in a day. I tell you, that's God. That's telling us that we have some great content, that we're ministering to people, and that people are being blessed. People are understanding what God is doing, and people are being ministered to. And I'm excited because I know that God is constantly moving on our behalf. Praise God that He's constantly moves on our behalf. The other day I was praying for some people at church, and all of them wanting different things and stuff. And the Spirit of God reminded me of something when I was praying. And the Holy Spirit reminded me that God says in His Word that He shows Himself strongly on our behalf. He shows Himself strongly. What does that mean? Well, it means that He's going to flex His muscles. Praise God. God got muscles, and He can flex them. And He flexes these spiritual muscles in your life. He makes things strong. If anyone knows about being strong, it's the man, the God that built the strong man, the God that built the strong people, the God that knows about strength. That is the Word of God. You know, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strength. How many times do we see that? The Lord is my strength. I have no idea if we have air conditioning today. It is like sweltering here. I am sweating here talking to you. And it's not that I'm nervous. It's that we have no air blowing in this thing. I'm going to have to go check the air in just a minute. But other than that, my friends, I'm going to continue the broadcast. I am like wiping, just if you may even hear me, wiping down all this sweat on me. But, you know, I feel like a good old Pentecostal preacher preaching the Word of God. No, it's not because of that. It's because we have no air. And I have to let them know, the building maintenance, to know we have no air here upstairs. And it's going to be tough because we got to record our shows tonight. We try and knock out the 4 TV shows every single, every other week. We knock out 4 shows. Gives us a 2-week break and or a week off. Every other week we're there and we're knocking things going and making things happen. But remember, when you follow God and you trust Him, you got to push yourself. Push yourself to believe for more. Push yourself to increase your faith. Push yourself to trust that He will do it. I'm trusting and believing that God's going to bring what we need every day. You know, Marilyn Hickey, when she was on the show, she said she has to believe God for $1 million a month. Can you believe that? It's amazing to believe God for $1 million a month. Y'all pray for my air conditioning while I'm sitting here because I think it just kicked on. And when you believe God for $1 million a month, you can believe God for 2, 3, 4, 5 million. I'm believing God for $100,000 to take care of all the upgrades we need for the station, all the upgrades we need for the studio, to take care of a lot of things that we need to purchase and catch up with and to get things done. And I'm believing God for that. I want you to believe with me with that. I'm going to start believing like Marilyn and believe God for $1 million. Because it's the work that we have to get done. A lot of times I look at things and I say, Lord, I'm doing this all for You. I believe that You will be a blessing and You will make things happen. I trust that God is going to do that. And I want you to believe God that He's going to bless. You do all you can. And most of all, you believe. Believe that God can do great things with you. Believe that He can be a blessing and be a ministry to you and to do great things for you. When you believe like that, God can do it. God will do it. But you have to put your trust in Him. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. We'll be right back. We have 1 Impact in just a second. Miss Trace Squires.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
It's so easy to get caught up in somebody else's troubles. We say we want to pray for them, and we'll bring it up even in prayer group. But what we really want to do is share the gossip of someone else's misfortune. Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute radio show that will impact your life and the lives around you. One Impact Live is all about the power of one. There is one true God, you are one person, and you have one impact. Do you know that by sharing your faith to one person, you can reach thousands? Not long ago, my husband surprised me with the opportunity to hear a very well-known author and speaker at a conference we were attending. I was so excited, and I made sure we got there on time. But within 5 minutes of this person's talk, I looked at my husband and I whispered, "I'm ready to go." I was so disappointed. You see, this world-known speaker opened the talk by bashing another well-known Christian who had made a mistake and fell miserably. And what surprised me more is that the audience, they all clapped. I was shocked. You know, the problem with Christians today is that we say one thing and do another. We talk about forgiveness and we say that we do, but do we really? We are so quick to shoot our wounded and pour buckets of salt on the wound. It's no wonder non-believers turn from Christianity and call us hypocrites. We need to change the way we think, what we do, and what we say. Jesus says in Matthew 5:37, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no," because anything else comes from the evil one. If we say we're going to forgive somebody, we need to forgive them. If we say, "Yes, I will pray for you," we need to pray for that person. There is only one person that I know that has ever lived a life free of sin, and his name is Jesus. And we must remember that. We all mess up. We all say things we regret. We all make big mistakes. But it's only by God's mercy, love, and grace through his son Jesus that we are forgiven. God never promised our life would be easy here. In fact, he said we'd face many trials in James 1:2-4. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face many trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its race so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." I love the last part of this verse because it's so important. Listen to these words again, "so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Sometimes we're not ready for what God has to give us. We think we are, and then we get caught up in what the world has to offer us. We're not mature and we're not complete, and that's when we fall on our faces. Stay strong in what God has started in your life. Persevere, even if you've had a setback, even if you've messed up big time. Go to the one that can turn your life around and get back on his path to do what you were called to do, to be complete. He is the only one you should worry about what he thinks. Don't let others tell you you're not good enough. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and he's waiting for you. This is your day to stand up, brush off all your troubles, and get going. If you have any comments, shoot me an email at www.oneimpactbible.com. I'm Terry Squires, and until next time, change a life and make your one impact.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and we have a very special guest with us on the air, and we have Mr. James Lansbury. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing great.
Amen. Well, he is a return guest, and we always love our return guests. It's always good to continue to work with each other to just do the work of the Lord, and he has a very interesting work that he does, and I'm going to let him just introduce himself to you, and then we're going to catch up what's been going on the last year. He was on the air with us about a year ago, about this time, and they're doing some great things, and I'm sure he has some more testimonies he'd like to share. So, James, just share with us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I work for Samaritan Ministries. We are the nation's largest healthcare sharing ministry. Samaritan and other healthcare sharing ministries are mechanisms for Christians to help one another with medical bills without using insurance. And so Samaritan has over 24,000 families, over 80,000 people who are sharing almost $7 million a month in medical bills among our families in all 50 states. And so this is something we've been doing for almost two decades now. We have grown from a small collection of about 100 families to over 24,000 families today, and are excited to be able to be offering this kind of a service where people minister to one another directly, and huge healthcare burdens every month get met among our members. And so that's really what I'm passionate about, is seeing Christians get excited about being a part of community in various fashions, and in our case, having a community approach to healthcare.
Amen. Now, this has been growing like crazy, because I remember back when it started years back, I heard about this or something similar to it, and a lot of ministers were excited about it because there's not much insurance that ministers have itself, but then it seems like nowadays there's not much insurance that any just everyday people can get. So you're filling a niche there. Tell us, how'd you get involved with it?
Well, I've been a part of the ministry as a member since 1996. I joined through a little tiny classified ad in World Magazine way back then, where my wife and I had just had our first child, and we're looking for an option for our family that was consistent with my religious beliefs. And at some point soon after that, I ran for the board of directors of Samaritan, and then after I was on the board for a year, I actually moved up here to come on staff. And so this is something that I came into from a conviction side of, this is really how Christians ought to be taking care of one another, and then I really found out that Samaritan existed and was already doing what I was really hoping to be able to find an option for it. So it worked out really well for me and my convictions that I could reach out and be a part of this community. And it's been a blessing to me to be on staff here, to be working for a ministry that I can support wholeheartedly, to come into my work every day and get to hear stories of how God is meeting people's needs, how God is taking care of His church. And that's been a real blessing every single day to me, to be involved in something that I believe in wholeheartedly.
Amen. Now, so you used this before, and you've seen how it worked. You got involved, and you're seeing testimonies. Tell us about some of the testimonies, because medical expenses drain a family. They drain a relationship.
They do. Actually, we had, for my family, our largest ever medical expense came in this year when my youngest child was born in January. He was born, stillborn, and he actually then was revived and spent 11 days in the natal ICU. And that was a huge expense for us. The bills totaled for the pregnancy, the childbirth, everything else, over $200,000, and which was just amazing to see the level of care and the cost of care for something of that kind of trauma. And for us to be able to then see the process work with such a large need has been a blessing. There are members from 42 different states who shared in that need, over 400 different families who shared in that need with us. I have notes and cards on my desk that are stacked 8 inches high of people that I'll never meet this side of heaven, people who don't know me from anyone else in creation, who are praying for us, who took the time to send a card along with their gift, and that then we were able to pay cash for all of those bills that existed out there and make sure that all of our providers were taken care of. And so it was a blessing at both ends. And so we saw God take care of our son and bring healing to him, and that was an amazing thing for us. And then we saw the body of Christ band together to take care of us when we had that burden that we couldn't lift on our own.
That's amazing. So how does it work? How does a person that wants to get this for them? Now, this is not an insurance, correct? It is a supplement?
That's correct. It's not a supplement. It's not insurance.
Okay.
It is a biblical way for Christians to share one another's burdens without insurance. We have a community approach. So the way it works is, so I join Samaritan Ministries. I send in a very short application. I get my pastor sign off that I'm in church, and I send in the application, and we don't turn anyone away for membership because they have any kind of health care need. We do share the pre-existing needs a little bit differently, and we can get to that in a minute. But we don't turn anyone away for health reasons. We don't turn anyone away for any reason other than they can't sign off to our basic Christian ecumenical statement of faith. It's a basic gospel statement. You know, whether you're Catholic, Protestant, Pentecostal, you know, the statement of faith is just a basic Christian statement of faith. We're trying to keep our membership as broad as the body of Christ. So you apply, you join Samaritan Ministries, and you pay your share each month. Now, when you have a medical need, you send in the you ask your providers to treat you as a self-pay patient. You send the original itemized bills into us with a short form. Then we ask members to share in that need. So let's say you have a child who falls off the jungle gym, has an arm broken in four different places. You have an orthopedic surgeon come in, and so the whole thing totals out to be $50,000, which used to seem like a big need, but now it's fairly commonplace that you see those $50,000 needs. So you'll send those bills for $50,000 into our office. We subtract the first $300, which gets met at the local level, and then we ask members to share $49,700 with your family. So we'll assign specific families the following month, totaling that amount to send to your need. And then you'll get notes and cards from all those families. You'll get people saying that they're praying for you, and you'll get all those prayers that are coming along, and you'll get those checks totaling the amount of money that you need to pay your bills. In the meantime, we actually will pay someone to come in and try to negotiate a discount on those bills, because self-pay patients tend to be overbilled for healthcare services compared to what I would refer to as a fair price in healthcare. Self-pay patients usually pay 3 to 5 times something closer to what most people think of as list price, which no one wants to pay list price for anything, because there's always a discounted price somewhere. And so we try to get something a little closer to a fair price, which then first applies that first $300, the discount does, and then the members save those funds. And if you have money left over, we'll ask you to send that on to another medical need in the following month. And so it's a very quick process compared to what some people might imagine. We have a 30 to 60 day turnaround from when we receive the bill to when you're receiving the money. And our members are sharing those needs. Now, from a sending perspective, each month, you don't send your check to our offices in Peoria, Illinois. You send your gift directly to another family who had a medical need in the previous month. And so one month you might send it to someone in Texas, the next month California, the next month Minnesota. And so probably in the 17 years that I've been a part of the ministry, I probably shared in a need in almost all of the 50 states.
Wow. That's amazing.
Just because I get to share directly in the need of another family. And that's really part of the exciting thing. Each month when my newsletter comes, I don't think of it as a bill. I think of it as an opportunity to minister to a brother or sister. And so I want to get that check out as soon as possible, send a note along with it, encourage my brother who needs it, and be a part of God meeting that need, which is really the exciting part of the ministry.
That's amazing. Now, none of this is looked at as income, is it? According to the IRS,
that's correct. None of this is looked at as income. There, people don't pay income tax on gifts, and that's what these are: gifts being received from other members. And then, obviously the tax deductibility is there, not in the case of your medical expenses because you're getting reimbursed for those, but there is no tax implications on this, the way this process. Occasionally, because there are flags, occasionally because of that amount of cash transferring through a family in a year, they have been audited, but we've filed forms with the IRS to make sure that we can help them with that process. And in no case has any of our members ever had to declare these gifts as income, even when it's hundreds of thousands of dollars in the same year.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing. Now, what if the member does have existing insurance? Do y'all help pay some of the cost still?
Yeah, if you have insurance, any kind of an option, whether it be Medicare or you have insurance through your employer, we ask that you submit the bills to them first, and then we share in whatever is left over after that point, as long as it meets the normal guidelines for publication. Most of our members don't have any additional insurance, though. Most of our members are out there trying to meet one another's needs. This is their health care option. We do have a few members who have insurance, whether it be maybe just the breadwinner of the family has it through an employer and the rest of the family is not on that insurance, or we have some that use this as a supplement for some other thing. But most of our members are completely uninsured and are just taking part in a healthcare sharing ministry.
Now, is this for just like emergency cases, or is this something that they can use? They have to go visit the doctor, get checkups, they need to go to the dentist, go to the eye doctor?
We don't share anything related to vision or dental, except the special prayer needs. And the goal is to balance two principles that we find in Galatians 6. One is that each one should bear his own load. That's in verse 5. And then there's verse 2, which says we should bear one another's burdens. And those two verses don't contradict each other. They just build on each other. When I can, when I have a burden that's bearable for myself, I'm supposed to bear it on my own. But when those burdens are bigger than I can bear, then the body of Christ has a corporate responsibility to surround me and help with that. And so we don't share in routine care, you know, those things that come up like routine physicals, routine preventative tests, because members can plan for those. They can seek out help locally for those. Those are things that can be planned for and taken care of at the local level. Anything under $300 we don't share. But for the most part, anything from $300 on up, our members are sharing in that need. And so if you go now, if you go in for routine care, like say I went into the doctor for a physical tomorrow, and just because I wanted to check and see and make sure everything's ticking okay, and the doctor, he poked at my gallbladder, and I winced, and so he ordered three or four tests, and then that was another $3,000. Even that original doctor's visit, which wouldn't have been shared if that's all it was, would be a part of that whole need. So when preventative care turns into treatment, at that point it becomes a part of that bigger need.
That's amazing. That is now. What is the cost to join it, and what are the dues and stuff like that?
Okay, I hope you're sitting down, because the cost for a family of three or more is only $370 a month. It's a fraction of the cost of what people pay for insurance. $370 a month for a family of three or more, only $165 for one person, and so it's extremely affordable. It's even less if you're under 26. We have a discounted share for those who are young and just getting started in life, and so there's a little bit lower share for those who are under 26. But no matter what your health history, the monthly share is the same. And again, we do treat pre-existing conditions a little bit differently, but we are trying to bear one another's burdens. We're not trying to balance an actuarial equation so that we can make money for stockholders. Our goal is to provide for as many needs as possible so that our members get that benefit of sharing in one another's needs. That's our goal. That's what we exist for. And so our members are excited about what we do. We have drawers full of thank you letters from our members that are excited. And so it's really very much a patient-centered, member-centered organization that leads people to be involved in a community that can help them when they're in need and that they can be there for when they're not.
Amen. Now, how do you treat the pre-existing medical conditions?
So pre-existing conditions, we treat a little differently. Now, first of all, if you haven't had any treatment or symptoms of anything in the last year, with the exception of diabetes and heart disease, then we don't treat that as pre-existing. And so if you had kidney stones 2 years ago, not pre-existing. You know, if you had a broken arm a year ago, not pre-existing. And so in the narrow definition of what we look at as pre-existing, if something comes up related to that need, we share that as a special prayer need, where we take up a free will offering over and above our share, and then we negotiate discounts on that pro bono. And so those two things meet most of that need, but there is some additional burden. Anything that comes up that's not related to that pre-existing condition is shared just like any other need. You don't pay a higher share because you have it. You don't get turned away because you have it. You just, anything directly related to that existing condition doesn't get met. And we have some mechanisms in place to help people to build a way to get that pre-existing condition accepted. We're continuing to reevaluate how we can reach out and help more needs. But from a pragmatic standpoint, human nature being what it is, we have to seek these pre-existing conditions and say, look, we have to treat these differently. Otherwise, people will just wait until they get sick to join, and then the monthly share will be affordable for no one, and then we won't be able to help anyone. And so we're trying to balance our desire to help as many people as possible with our responsibility to take care of the needs of the members that we already have. And so that's the way we balance that out.
Amen. Now, last year you were talking to us about a hospital, a charitable hospital, fully run. How's that coming along?
It's coming along really well. We're starting to see patients at our pilot project in Memphis, Tennessee. We've downgraded our launch just a little bit, and we think actually it's going to make for a better model for us long-term to what we call the mobile care unit. So the Morning Center has started up in Memphis. We have a mobile care unit which goes around and sees women who are pregnant at local churches. So we're dovetailing and working alongside of local churches to partner together to minister to women who are poor and expecting so that we can help them with the prenatal care all the way through labor and delivery. And we've just started the process of seeing patients in Memphis, Tennessee. You can find out more at morningcenter.org. That's morningcenter.org. And you can take part in the ministry, whether through prayer, getting on our prayer list, or if you want to give a gift to help with seeing these patients, that would be fantastic. But we definitely need prayers as long as we continue to grow this ministry. Our desire is, as we work out the bugs in this pilot project there in Memphis, to be able to replicate that in every major city in the country. And we're really doing well right now as far as getting things started, but there are a lot of complications in starting a medical ministry like this, and we want to make sure that we understand how to do it once and then try to replicate it as quickly as possible.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So is that going to be part of the giving as well, the monthly giving? They're going to send it towards the hospitals too as well, or is that something, a different type of funding for that?
Yeah, the Morning Center is completely separately funded.
Okay.
It is a 501c3 charity. It's tax-deductible gifts can go directly to the Morning Center, and they come through Samaritan Ministries. But it's something that we've started because we wanted to do more to reach out to not just Christians, but to people who are in need with the gospel. And so the Morning Center is a gospel-centered ministry offering free maternity care to women in inner-city Memphis right now and hopefully other inner cities coming after that.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, you know what? You continue to push your faith and trust God, and God's going to provide. God's going to you can only go as far as you push your faith. And doing something like that's going to be amazing, going to be a big blessing to the communities. Give us a couple of more testimonies before we sign off, my brother.
Sure. Last year we had a first where we had a member who needed a liver transplant. It was an amazing story, and we had to work out some major details with hospitals to get him on the transplant list because, of course, he's not insured, and we were able to work out all the details. But, you know, this member is living a wonderful life. He's really excited about his life. It's a year later. He's doing well. And so, you know, $250,000, which was a steeply discounted rate for a liver transplant later, and he's doing quite well. And that's the kind of stories that we like to hear from our members, is that they're happy with what we're doing, that our members are being a blessing to one another, and that's just exciting to see as God's people take care of one another.
Now, is the medical industry, I mean, you've been around for over 20 years, is the medical industry surprised that you come in and you're going to pay cash and you have people going to send, that they're going to be able to pay this off cash? Are they surprised at that?
Sometimes they are, and that does, you know, bring some fun into the system sometimes, and occasionally a little bit of complication, but by and large, our members are able to very easily navigate the healthcare system. And one of the great things is that even when the Affordable Care Act kicks in next year, our members have been exempted from the penalty related to the individual mandate, which means that if you're a part of a healthcare sharing ministry, you don't have to go out and buy insurance or pay a penalty. You can just be a part of the healthcare sharing ministry without penalty. We were able to, by God's grace, get that exemption language into the Affordable Care Act, and we're very thankful for that.
You know, that's very important, because even my mother, and she was asking me the other day about Obamacare and what I knew about that and how that was going to affect her, about the Affordable Care Unit and her insurance that she has. And you know, she's older. She just wants information. I'm not very versed on that. So it's good to know that you got that language in there, because I can direct them towards you. and they can try and get into your system as well.
And that'd be great. You can find us online at SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org, or if you prefer the telephone method, you can get us at 888-268-4377. That's 888, the number 2, others.
Others. Hey, that's cool. Amen. And any other contact information you want to give them, you can give it on the air. It's fine.
Fantastic. Yep, SamaritanMinistries.org, SamaritanMinistries.org, and that 888-268-4377. That'll get you right to us on phone. We've got people here every day who are ready to talk to you. If you have questions about the ministry, you want to see how it might work out for you, or whether it's a good match for you and your religious convictions, we've got a host of folks that are ready to talk to you.
Absolutely. A lot of people have questions, and sometimes a 20-minute program or interview is not going to answer everything, but, you know, they're there. Then that's why the 800 number is there and the website's there. I'm giving one more time the cost of how this all runs so they can get that fresh in their mind.
Yep, it's $370 for a family of three or more, $165 a month for one single person, and that takes care of all your administrative costs. And 11 months out of the year, that check goes directly to another Christian family in need, and it'll be just as big a blessing to you to give as it is for them to receive.
Amen. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. We really appreciate you coming back and sharing testimonies and stuff.
Well, thanks for having me again. It's great to be with you.
God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
God bless.
Amen and amen. That was Brother James Lansbury, and he is again with Samaritan Ministries. And I need some water because my throat's all crackling here. Give me a second here. All right. Sorry about that. My throat's like, ugh. I guess I got to get it back in shape. You know, I lost my voice when I was in the ICRS the last day. I finished my interviews, went to Six Flags with the kids, and I couldn't even talk. I'm trying to yell at them that we're on this side, and it's real noisy there anyway. I couldn't even get, hey, I'm over here. But anyway, James Lansbury, great guest. Enjoy what they're doing. It's something different. It's biblically based giving. We can just leave it like that, say it like that. It's not a supplement. It's not insurance. It's biblical-based giving. Galatians 6:12, coming alive. And it's something that you are able every month, instead of sending a premium and stuff to some shareholders and some company, you're sending that premium to be a blessing. You're sending that gift, not premium, that gift to be a blessing to someone to help their needs. You know how quick the numbers add up? You have 1,000 people out there. And they all give $50. That's $50,000. And that pays a bill quickly. So I really believe that it's a godsend for this time that we're in. It took 20 years in the making, and it's exactly what we need, especially for that affordable care unit and Obamacare that's out. This is going to be able to be a game changer and give you some different options. Anyway, I hope that's a blessing to you. Again, his website is SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. You can visit his site and see what they're doing out there. And believe they have another website. It's HealthcareSharing.org. HealthcareSharing.org. And you can visit that one as well. I really believe it's going to be a blessing. Going to change people's lives. You can write us at Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can send us a donation to help move this ministry forward to do great things, because God is going to do some amazing things. You can also give online at RevMediaNetwork.com. You can give online at RevMinistries.com. As well. And I told you, visit the site midwatchwiththerev.com. You can go there and you can see all the new things that we're doing. You can see the great things. Remember, Rev Media tonight, Hank Hangensgraf will be on the air with us, and you're going to enjoy that broadcast. And don't miss our 7:30 showings on Rev Media TV. Don't miss those showings. You're going to enjoy them. You need to take the time and visit us. We're only going to be half an hour. We're going to be a blessing to you every Tuesday and Thursday night. If you miss the show, they're on video on demand. So all these things are there. We're doing all this for you, my friends. We're putting out as much information and ministry as we can, and believing that God is going to bless and change the things for your life by us providing faith-given, faith-driven, faith-blessed messages for you. We know that God's going to change. Bringing guests like James Lansbury on the show with us to give you some ideas out there. I bet you never knew that there was something out there like this. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. Well, you know, there's your opportunity to give them a call. Their number is 888-268-4377, SamaritanMinistries.org. You can visit them and see all the things they have to offer. We try and do our best to promote all our guests that come on the air and let people know what's going on. In fact, we rebroadcast the shows several times throughout the year, and hoping that you will capture what message they have. I'll tell you what, my friends, I'm excited for this next half year that we're going. I'll be in Nairobi next month, and then we're going to be pushing the missions for the next few months, and I'll still be doing live shows as well. And we'll be doing amazing things, and just hoping and praying and believing that God will do great things in our life, and God will do great things in your life. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you. Email me, David@RevMediaNetwork.com. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its host.